In the pandemic, they was low on cars too.
The place that I went to, yeah, El Cajon was low on cars. National City was low on cars.
Yeah.
But when I went to Orange, when I went to Orange County and stuff like that, they had all the cars and stuff that I needed at that time.
All the cars you
all
needed.
All the cars that I needed. I just need all needed like in my ballpark. That's what I'm saying. Like I sat down with dude. I sat down with the dude in El Cajon, and he was like, "Oh, well, we don't." I said, "Yo, this is how much I want to pay a month? Oh, we could do a little higher than that." He come in there and it's like $80 higher. I said, "Bro, like, what do you think what type of time you think I bought?" He said, "Well, we don't have those time." I said, "Well, I'll find it." You know what I mean? He said, "Good luck." And I almost wanted to drive back in front, like with the car, like saying, like, "Hey, luck was found."
He pulled up like Devin Booker did the Staples
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, hug me. Come on, LeBron, hug me.
He pulled up like he knew he was about to get 40.
Pass the torch, man. You know what, though? That's not as bad. Like the Dame situation in regards to basketball, right? That's even worse. Mm. You can't put up those type of numbers and still lose a game in double overtime.
Hey.
Like, I got what your man Q was saying, but it's like, yo, where else can you get better without giving up your major pieces?
I almost never get what QB's saying.
Yeah, I got what he was saying, but we're talking about, yes, we are talking about cars. My mom came in here and she asked this question, and it was a hot button topic about, hey, would you rather lease a car or buy it? So she comes in here with a 2022 handbook. We're still in like the second quarter of 2021. And I told her that personally, I would buy a used car. I wouldn't lease. There are people that lease cars. There's leasing's an option, I think, for people who make six figures a year, you know, and have, you know, expendable cash and stuff like that on everything else. Turn me up on my, hold up, keep talking, Lex. Go ahead. Nah, I'll fix it.
Keep talking. I wasn't talking to begin with. No, leasing to me the same way we're renting your house. But it also offers the flexibility. And like you saying, like, okay, the pros of it, you don't have to worry about your maintenance and anything crazy going on with cars, because, you know, cars is a big expense on a monthly basis. So if you're constantly putting money into it or having problems and you don't know a good mechanic and they can take you in so many ways, you know, there's some good things. But for me, just when I look at the bottom line, the numbers, it's like, man, I might as well have bought it. But then again, you in the market for new cars and stuff like that. I ain't never picked up one of these pamphlets in my life. I ain't know they make these.
Now, I've definitely seen one of those.
I took his dad's car to the shop.
Says she took my dad's car to the shop.
And so
don't make this a long-winded story because you ain't got a mic. So
I'm sure they can hear.
Looking at cars, and I just pull up the pamphlet and start looking, and then I say, okay, how much are these cars?
But I mean,
see,
I
that's
just
why don't let her go nowhere alone, because then
yeah, because stuff like that. But benefits of leasing? If you got a 2-year lease, right, and then 2 years go out the window, and then you renew your lease, now you're 4 years in.
I wouldn't renew a lease
by the third time. Grandma's calling. That's the Lord telling you need to go.
It's the flexibility of knowing, okay, I want to get something new. It's kind of like, you know, if you could lease your phone just to upgrade to the brand new one every time,
right?
And they want you to lease because you overpaying for those first few years. Mm-hmm. It still has enough value for them to sell it to Enterprise Rent a Car, because most of the leases end up as rental cars, and then they start making money that way.
Yeah,
they make so much more off the car when you lease it than when you buy it. So I mean, that has nothing to do as a consumer. We just want the best deal. But yeah, if you want to be flexible, go ahead and lease, because it'll probably be better than trying to sell your whatever car you buy every couple of years.
If you want a new car.
Yeah, but
not everyone has the luxury of doing
that.
She's
also in that stage of life. Like, if I want to switch it up every few years, I'm going to do that.
That's different, too. That's something I don't know nothing about yet.
She just rocked with a car for 18 years, so she can do that.
Yeah.
Now, I've also rocked for a car for a long time, but I'm still young enough where it was like, let me get this, and that.
Yeah, there's no way that you would get me, like, out of pocket. I bought a brand new car, right? Like the car that I got, you know, all the bells and whistles when it turbo. I should have got the hybrid when we was talking, because the hybrid was 10 grand cheaper, right? But, you know, turbo and everything. So I come back 2 years later because I'm like, I like SUVs. I like being higher up in the air. You know, I'm a big guy. You know, I want to be up.
Yeah, not everything can hold me that high in the air.
You stupid. There we go. Put that in there. But yeah, so I brought it back, and dude was like, yeah, you're definitely going to be under. I said, whoa, back up, you know, genius. So he looks it up, he types in the miles. At the time, it was only 2 years old, so I only had, what, 15,000 miles on it, 12,000 miles on it? And he's like, oh, you're actually in the green. I said, yeah, bro, I don't drive it. I'm probably still in the green right now. I only got 39,000 miles on an 8-year-old car. you know. But then he was like, oh, we'll offer you 14 for it. Fam, that's like less than half than what I paid for it 2 years ago. And at that point, I was like, I'm never buying a brand new car again. And I didn't. I didn't. I saved 10 grand by buying a used car that was only a year old with 12,000 miles.
I didn't realize how much new cars were because I ain't never been on that side of the lot.
Yeah. The one that she's looking at will hit you over the head for 32. You buy it a year old or whatever, it hits you with 21.
Right.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to get a brand new car.
All I was saying is you got a brand new car pamphlet. And you started talking about leases and stuff. You was considering it, maybe 10%, but you was considering it.
I don't want a car payment. My car payment have to be for only 3 years. That's the longest I will go on a car.
Well, oh, shit, if you talk about leasing options, you could be doing that till the day you out of there.
That's why I asked you guys, what do you feel
like? I feel like, all right.
That's
so,
why we asked you, we need to know your priorities. Because if you only want a 3-year payment, then you need to buy it. Otherwise, when your lease,
real quick, too.
Yeah, when your lease is up.
I would have to buy it.
Yeah, when your lease is up, you still got to drive a car. So you're going to be leasing another vehicle for another 3 years.
That's what I was thinking.
That ain't the type of life I'm trying to live.
I'm old, too.
But yeah. All right, man, we're going to start this episode. So we good. Everybody, you got your new car talks in and everything, so you can make a decision based on those things. If you're in the market for a car, I'm going to tell you what, if you've been looking for a car now because all your money's been coming in from taxes and the relief and scamming PPE loans and all that, you missed your window because the cars was way cheaper in the middle of the pandemic, yo. But we should have said that earlier, so my bad. But, you know, take your time, you know, get up out of here. So, yeah, go ahead, man. Lead us in, man. What we got? What we got?
With the way gas is going.
Yeah, gas is crazy, too. Get you electric joy, too.
Well,
he's feeling in his gangster mode right now. Listen,
now I think I'm on a.
You right though. I don't want to yell over the music no more like last week. Listen, I don't care where you are. You can be at your house, your mama's house, your auntie's house, your grandmama's house, at the soul swap meet, at any of the various parks and recreation services places that we was at. You can be out living your best life. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you. What the fuck wrong with you dudes? That sound like Mozzie.
Yeah, man, you know, I've developed a little theme now that a few people have liked. Like, oh, I like when you tell us where it came from and stuff like that. Even though something like that, you're still new enough.
Shit that I've been telling you for a while, huh? Get in your bag, man.
Nah, man.
Stick with you. Hey, man, if it work, it work. You ain't never seen Mariano Rivera.
I need the DJ app, though, because I can't blend it like I want to.
It's free. The song's good. It's all right, though. Just do it, man. Do it for the people.
Because I'm leasing my music.
1,500 listens a month. That's where we at. Do it for the people. I told you. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Swear to God, I'm DJ Envy. I got it on me. Oh, he got the extensive password. That was like 7 digits on there.
Man.
Oh, man.
I thought, hey, don't it gotta be 6 numbers?
No, there's a 4. I got lettering, but just to see you do that was crazy.
I don't know how this shit works, man. Hold on. We gotta get her away from Siri, too. Remind me to talk to her.
Siri's a friend. She's a friend of the show. They gonna listen no matter what. Welcome to Grown Folks Podcast Network. You working outside? Episode 41. Better watch that how you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life
nah,
away.
Nah, but yes, right.
It is good. All right, here we go. Put some respect on 41.
For real.
Posey was all I could come to climb off the top. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Yes.
Before he started cussing, I noticed the past couple weeks you've been censoring me, man.
Yeah, man. Well, that was a family episode. I didn't know which way we was gonna be going. That be the thing, real quick. I miss some. All the shits
now
and
you
stuff
do
like
miss
that.
A lot. I'm fine with this. Yeah, you wait. As soon as I start getting the F bomb off you,
I was like that when he was heavy, when the lady came up on us with the family, I was like, yeah, in case you wanna, you know, play this back to everyone, I was like,
right.
And make sure we get right. But the censors will be off again. You know, but on the family episodes I'll definitely
Now you had my wheels turning. I was like, oh shit, are we shopping it? Is there somebody that needs the clean version? Because we about to hit mainstream.
Well, when we do events like that, now see the Juneteenth celebration, when we go out there, it's going to be raw and uncut. So I'm going to just leave it like how it is.
I don't change. The only thing changes is the editing.
No, you don't have to change. Yeah, the edit can change. I mean, talk freely.
Well, maybe I should change on the Juneteenth.
No. No, because being yourself, like, you know, gave us a quality episode amongst, you know, my people. You know, like, and being yourself gets you into those inner circles, though. Mm. We talked about that a little bit, though. Wait a minute. Wait. Let me make sure I get everything going real quick. Oh, wait. I don't like that. It sound nasty coming in, huh? A little bit. All right, let me make sure.
But then again, he sound nasty in general.
Is that the get back? Oh, man.
Nah, he looking nasty right now with them. He got them braids where, like, if you in jail, he got the type of hang time where you're like, mm-mm.
Y'all gave him the braids?
Nah, with the zero hang time where I ain't fucking with him.
He got the Paul George's.
Don't meet him in the back out. No. I'm talking about, like, you can see it stretching the back of your head because it can't really leave. Can't really leave yet. Just stuck right there. Yeah. He do an extra set in the yard before the rec time over.
Somebody said Paul George got the... They said he got the Tyler Perry braids. I was crying, man. I was crying. Hold up. Turn me up in the headphones. That big knob on the bottom right there. Yeah, that one. There we go. Let me check it one more time. Still coming in.
It ain't that one. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
They ain't trying to hear it no way. It's the cord.
It ain't. It's the cord.
It's coming in super loud.
Yeah, it's good. Don't worry about it. So what you been up to, man? What's new, bro?
Oh, man. See, we had a short week because of Memorial Day. I was walking. We took the kids to the park, and we was like walk because it's like walking distance, and we had them in the wagon.
Yeah.
We was walking back. I was like hand in hand with my lady, making dad jokes to the neighbors in their yards that had the grills fired up.
Real beautiful moment.
I felt real suburban for the first time in my life. Like, damn. Like, we really here. I felt like my voice was at a higher pitch.
My man, living his best life.
I was like, dang, man. But other than that, you know, just a somber week sports-wise for me.
How'd you feel about said problems?
I mean, you know, we talked about it. I have a real, like, or maybe it's just me just liking to argue for the sake of argument. Or maybe it's just the people who be doing it.
Oh, so you admit that you do like to argue?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But sometimes I'll argue the other point to make sure I feel the way I feel, like, for real.
You know, I feel like we bump heads, which is beautiful, like, on air.
But the other night, I was shooting your man, Bale.
No, we're on the same
team. But it's because of who was arguing what they were arguing.
It's just weird being on the same team about stuff.
Yeah.
It's tough. I'm like, damn, we agree.
I need to start checking myself. Like, oh, maybe I'm moving in the wrong direction. What's going
Oh, man. Bro, so... I was telling you a little bit earlier, man, I've been having, like, you know, back issues, man, but I've been, like, playing golf crazy, boxing and all that, and so, like, shit was, like, radiating in my chest, so I thought, like, I was dying. I was like, oh, man, it's over with. I'm about to meet my maker, so I ended up going to the emergency room. What's today? Saturday? I went, what, Thursday? And I was like, oh, enough is enough, so they hooked me up to the EKG and everything. I was there for about an hour and a half. He said, yo, your heart looks good. Heart rate is low, surprisingly. Mm. You know, he looked at my side, said, bro, I do a lot of cardio. Don't let this frame fool you.
And the cardio is, you know, cutting out all that meat.
Yeah, that helps out too. You know, I definitely...
Helps out a lot.
It helps out a lot. But the salts, I try to stay away from that because, you know, high blood pressure is still going to get you. Mm. And there's nothing else I could do about it. My dad is thin. You know what I mean? Relatively thin. He's been thin for a long time. He still has high blood pressure. I know professional athletes with, you know, high blood pressure. So, like, the foods and stuff like that, y'all, you know, making sure that y'all keep down on those things just to extend your life. You know what I mean? And some of the things that you do like and champion and stuff like that, have them in moderation. But I ended up going to my massage lady. This is with the end point, like, today, which is, you know, partly the reason why we're in here today. I'm going to a
That's
family
how I
event
knew you
tomorrow.
Was wealthy.
Why? Because I have a massage lady?
Because I'm over here like, damn, I'm feeling suburban doing something free with my family. He said, my massage lady, like.
Yeah, that's my.
Like, she's on speed dial.
Yeah, I hit her up.
Was you outside for speed dial? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. I was outside for. Damn. See you.
My bad.
You good at taking the content outside of the like it's form.
I'm cutting you off.
It's all good.
Bad.
Nah, it's cool. We got a chance to talk about the sprites. So she hit my back though, bro, and I feel 1,000 times better right now. Like, it's amazing. how back pain and stuff like that can mimic, like, you know.
You ain't never lied. Like, this is gonna, yeah, I'm going to segue into something that leads to that. Before that, I thought I was your massage lady.
I think I tried to have you crack. But you remember. So, like, those were the week. Like, that was 2 weeks ago. My back's been tight since then. It's gotten progressively worse.
I do got weak ankles, so maybe I couldn't really dig in there.
Pause this. I asked Lex to take his bare feet and step on my back. I have no shame in the game. We were in the comfort of his home. No, you told me to
put socks on.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he was. I meant like as in like no feet. Shoes on, though. Yeah, but I mean, yeah. You had the actual.
You was skin. Laying on my fresh vinyl.
I didn't want to skin the shirt. No, no, no. I want we need two layers in between us. But yeah, man, like it's just amazing. Like I feel like. 2 hours post-massage, man, I just feel 1,000% better right now, man. You know what I mean? And my water intake's been shitty, so.
And so, yeah, and that's important. But even though I'm giving you shit for it, as you get older and, you know, you're changing your diet and routine, certain things that I wouldn't, like, want to spend money on because I feel like I can go somewhere else, like, you need to invest in that type of self-care.
Yeah.
And so this week, I've been spending money all week. Yeah. And I'm not happy. But
do you feel good?
No, I don't.
I meant physically. No, well, not emotionally.
Not yet. So one of the things is like your mattress.
That's
a big thing for your back, right?
Big.
Now me, I'm coming from, I've only had a few mattresses in my life, similar to the cars. Like I let them rot. You know what I mean?
And I ain't don't doing think, that.
And the big difference, you know, I ain't never went like true mattress shopping before where you go in, test them out and whatever, right? So I have my OG mattress from when I moved out of home.
Yo, you're right. You really don't flex your white privilege. Like, these are all white activities. Like, going to test your mattress out, you live like a black man.
So, now it's just more like, okay, a mattress is like, yo, these mattresses are like 5 racks versus like 500, right? What the fuck is wrong? Like, there is a difference.
Yes.
Now, maybe it's too much of a difference. Like, but I was like, yo, you know, we came up on Memorial Day. We had our bed frame. We was getting our furniture in line. It was like, oh, well, we waited this extra month to get the mattress to catch one of these deals, right? So we go up in there. She had like something picked out online. It was like $700, and I was like, I can rock with that.
Yeah,
because
that's a good price for it.
I went to I have my OG mattress that I didn't, you know, whatever. And then the last one I bought was like $800.
Quick question: you didn't want to wait one more month
for what?
4th of July sale.
All the diligence that I did said Memorial Day was like the big one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Memorial. Also, the Memorial Day sale still lasted until yesterday.
No. I got the mat. This is me talking about my week.
Oh, okay. There we go.
We went on. It was like Sunday. Yeah, we went on Sunday. Or whatever day that was. But I went in there. The last mattress I bought was $800. And I was Googling and said, oh, it was perfect for athletes and stuff like that. I said, man, athletes need a good back. And so
yeah,
I bought it.
Yeah.
But I bought it online without testing it. And when we first got it, I think just because my other mattress was so bad, we were like, oh, yeah, this is legit. But long term, I was like, yo, this mattress ain't that great. Mm. So this go around, you know, for us people with bad backs, you need to go more firm. Even though you lay on the soft one, like, ooh, this is nice. Like, for your longevity, you want to go firm.
Yeah, especially because it softens over time, too.
Yeah, so we...
But, you know, that's a whole... Keep going, though.
We laying on these things, and I'm not good at telling the difference. Like, the soft ones felt good. The firm ones felt good. The only difference was the price.
You'll know about 2 days, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he's like, yeah, for any new bed, you gotta let it rock like a week or so. Because at first, it's got to learn your body or whatever it was. The only big difference I heard that I felt was the Tempur-Pedic. Like, the most expensive one in the joint, right? And I was laying on that the whole time. I was like, you go ahead and conduct business.
That's a 2 grand bed, though, huh?
It was 5.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a car.
And, the fucking kids was running around, breaking shit. Hey, best customer service we ever got from a company. Because this dude pulled out, like, some blocks and some Legos. And he tried. And he was just like, nah, it's all good, man. Yeah, I tried to crack a few jokes to make it seem like, you know.
Nah, my man's just used to it. He's like, yo, you ain't even got to do all this, King. We can't prepare.
But just laying down, I couldn't really tell that much of a difference. So I was like, you go ahead and do your thing, right? And then so we landed on, and I was like, whew. So we laid on the one, the $700 one that she had in here. Like, yeah, that's perfect. And she was like, I don't like it. I was like, nah, I didn't think he was going to.
Yeah.
I bet you like this one right over here, huh?
Was that the 5 grand one?
Oh, we all like that one. Oh, okay. But we weren't going to do that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to invest that much in my body.
We, me, me.
I'll lay on the
Put
floor.
Put that W upside down.
Nah, she be, if it's that ludicrous, she'll be on some shit like, nah.
Okay.
But,
I got you messed up, Ash. My bad.
So the memorial deal was because, and we were also going king for the first time in our lives.
Mm.
And cause
how's it feel?
Man, because, you know, I'm 6'2". She like 5'10".
Yeah.
Zeke don't want to get out to bed yet. He want to sleep horizontal. He got like a 13-foot wingspan.
She go be far. She's far away now, huh?
And now, I mean, it still kind of sucked because he want to sleep horizontal and like karate chop you in the throat at night and stuff
you
like
can
that.
Still turn around with no
but
problem.
But it's like
though.
You know, I got a little more. But we only got one night out of it so far because we needed some sheets, and she went to somewhere else that was coming later for those, but. I was like, damn, I walked in thinking I was going to spend $700. The memorial deal was you're going to pay the queen price for the king, and you get like a free base thing. We got a hospital bed.
Oh, it raises.
It raises up. I was like, I don't need that. And she was like, no, this is beautiful.
But nobody, I'm going to tell you what, you're never going to use it. I have
She used it this morning.
No, you use it first few months.
She was like, yeah, I wish I would have had this during the pandemic because I was working in my bed with my laptop instead of, you know, going to sit on that hard bar stool and messing up the cheeks and everything. But no, she love it. I'm not gonna use it.
Yeah,
but
like we used it like when Adele was pregnant and everything. But other than that, bro, like we stopped using it after all that.
Oh, so you got one too?
I had one.
Yeah, so
I don't need to you because you helped me put my bed together. We got rid of the one.
Hey,
we gave it to her parents though because you know her
dad's
been having some
health issues.
Yeah, I helped
him take that shit off too.
Yeah.
That's right. You did. We did do that.
Yeah,
man, having an electric drill for that Allen wrench would have saved us. An hour.
Oh, for sure. Because when you left, I pulled it out. The irony.
Man.
The irony.
So how much? So we paid like $2,500 for the mattress.
Mm.
And I was sick, but Big I was baller. Like, but that was one of those like, you know what?
I'm not going to buy another one again. That's why they cost so much.
Investing in your sleep, which is a third of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And just I wake up. But the biggest thing I was excited of was new pillows because my neck be on one too.
Yeah.
And I feel like. The pillow might be a bigger difference for me than the actual
bed. It's crazy
bed.
You said that. I was looking up thoracic pillows yesterday. Look at the conversations now, man.
Yeah, you want to talk about traffic?
No. Yeah, it's back. Mm. Traffic is back. People are outside. Look. There's no way I could do this episode without the sound, so we'll be back in a second. Hold up. And we're back. We figured out the technical difficulties that we were having. Sorry about that, y'all. But we back. All right, man, let's get straight to the shits, man. Where's my applause button at? Where's my applause button? There we go. This Week in Hip Hop. So a few weeks ago, we had a very, actually more than a few weeks ago, about a month ago, we had a conversation about like streaming and stuff like that. A friend of mine, we just never got a chance to like address his question. A friend of ours, or a friend of the show, had some questions in regards to like streaming in general. He sent me a voice message and, you know, most people, just like, you know, when your friends or people listen, they will send you some critiques. And so the critique that he sent us, you've seen, it's been on the notepad for a minute now.
But didn't we mention a lot of that during the classic episode?
We didn't address it specifically, though.
All right.
Let's hear it. I don't remember like the full long conversation that he had, like mentioning that. So, I mean, let's just go back into time. Let's listen to my man
Listening
Mike.
Listening to this podcast where y'all talking about Khaled album in the microwave era of music. But y'all didn't talk about streaming and how streaming has ruined music and made music the microwave era. If you think about it, once albums stopped being in the stores and you had to buy shit, that's when shit started becoming microwave.
I think what he meant by buy shit, because he didn't elaborate on that, what he meant by that is like you have, it's more accessible for you to buy it at home.
Right. No, yeah, I went through a lot of that last time.
Yeah.
As far as like when I started streaming and how I felt different because I went from owning all this stuff and that was setting me apart for certain people. And I mentioned you coming to get my hard drive to now everybody's got the same accessibility. But now instead of owning it, we're all renting it.
Right.
So I paid X amount of thousands of dollars and now I have to pay $10.99 a month for the same shit I already bought.
Do you remember, now this is getting me because I'm trying to dig deeper into what he's saying, that something that we haven't talked about. Do you remember how music was recorded? This is some shit that you probably wasn't outside for, like not you specifically, but like it could probably fit in that theme.
On like the film reels and stuff. Yeah, they actually had actual tapes.
Yeah, you're taking it. Yeah, exactly. Like, how would you record music back in the day if you was putting it
back
up?
Back when I was rapping?
Yeah.
That process. That's the question for my engineer.
Who's doing something completely different now in life.
It wasn't even that long ago, so it probably was different. But, when I was putting it out, I wasn't really putting it out. I burned several CDs for the people that wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And then so I was burning CDs and, throwing them out. I didn't take it that it was a hobby.
Yeah.
But
I think because back then, the processes that I remember, like the people, like when I remember as a kid at 15, 14, me and Aunt, we was rapping. And I can't think of this dude's name, but his son played baseball and everything. He's like, oh, you rap? Like, you can come over to the house. So we drove over to Eastlake. He had an actual studio.
Yeah.
Soundboard, the computer and all that stuff. But that shit was expensive back then. Like Fruity Loops as a program was like $200-$300 or whatever, and we was all walking around with like the free version.
Right.
And for y'all that don't know, Fruity Loops is kinda like what we use here on the podcast, where I'm using the free version of it though, where you can take your music and put it through a processor and have it write music onto your computer.
And as technology advanced and things got cheaper, that's how you got the SoundCloud.
Right.
But and then so to add, I guess to add to his point about
and
that,
that's where I was trying to
change
get us to.
The music as far as that went and making it more microwave. How streaming contributed to that was you're seeing a lot of shorter songs.
Yeah,
because you only need 30 seconds or whatever for it to count as one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing shorter songs. You're seeing multiple EPs being put out a year instead of one regular 10 to 15 track album. You're seeing shorter albums because they're like, oh, just run through it a bunch of times, or you're seeing extremely long albums because, I think what Chris Brown put out,
you get more money.
He put out like a 50 pack. So for you to listen to it one time,
I still have not gone.
But I'm saying,
yeah,
but for the real fans that are listening to it one time, if you only need 1500 streams for an album sale, that means, if I have a 10 track album, I need 150 people to listen to it one time. If I have a 50 track album, I'm cutting that in, a fifth? Well, only a fifth of the amount of people have to listen to the whole thing.
Right.
Or just skim through it.
Mm.
People that just let it rock, or it'll more likely to come on if you're shuffling something.
I guess that's a question to ask somebody that works at a label, what is the length? You might know that. Like, what counts as a LP, as a long project? That's what the LP stands for.
I think. I don't know. I don't care. I think it used to be 40 minutes.
Yeah. Which is what you're getting right now, from artists, is 40-minute, albums.
But they might have changed that.
And I guess, to add to this point that we have, it's, the accessibility of music. Because, now, I have a hard time keeping up. I still haven't ran through. You were playing DMX, before we, got on live. I was like, damn, I still haven't even got through that. I'm still not even done with all my podcasts
I've
been listening to.
Right. And that's only a 40-minute album.
Streaming has affected more than just music, though. It's affected how we consume movies, how we consume TV shows,
I was thinking about this the other day. So give me a day in the life. Because I feel like pretty much everybody's life right now is content consumption.
Yeah.
One way or another, literally all day long.
Mm.
So give me a day in the life of Carl during his content consumption.
The better day, I was going to ask you for clarification, but I'll clarify. Sundays is probably the most content consumption that I'll get in, Sunday and Monday. So on a Sunday, I'll get up, I'll go out and do all the things that I want to do. And when I get home around 6:30, 7 o'clock, it depends on what's running. I've been watching, for those of y'all that may have HBO, HBO Max, I've been watching Mayor of Easttown, right? Well, it's over with.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get to
that. Yeah, it's a fire-ass show, right? It's boring in the first episode until the last scene, and I was like, oh, they got me. I'm hooked now. And so I was watching Mayor of Easttown at 6 o'clock, right? Mayor of Easttown goes off at 8 o'clock. I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. That takes up 2 hours of my time right there. Now it's 10 o'clock, right? Now I got a choice to catch up on all the stuff that I was watching previously before or to start something new, right? I watched The Flash. Don't judge me, but I do like watching The Flash on the CW and everything. I was watching For Life. I have all these things lined up. And then once Atlanta comes back, that's in rotation now too. So you're right. It's a lot of content consumption and I'm following the seasons.
What I mean now by that is so for me, my life is very routine. So I'll take it. So I literally have something moving or going at literally all times, unless I'm sleeping. Or if I'm having a conversation with somebody and we're not watching something on TV or whatever, then there's something going on, whether that's a podcast is in the background, music, a show, a movie, a game, or whatever. So on a typical work day, I'll wake up from 7 to 12, I have podcasts going, whichever, you know, whatever I'm listening to.
Oh, so you're talking about like a normal work
day. I'm talking about a normal day, right?
Yeah.
Once 12 hits, I turn off the podcast and I turn on my music. I listen to music for the rest of the work day. And then, or while everything's on the background, we cooking, eating dinner, whatever. And then when we're done winding the kids down and we got all that done, then we'll sit there and knock out a couple shows before bed.
Right.
That's all day. And that's all the time. And then when the weekend comes, I catch up on like my YouTube interviews on like Breakfast Club or random Hot 97, whatever's going on that I don't get to during the week. I do that on the weekend while I'm cleaning or whatever's going on in the background.
You know, another thing that you're talking, because I'm starting to think like, what was I doing 10 years ago? I'll be 32 this year. At 22, like, what was I doing? I was listening to music more.
Yeah.
And so now, like you said, content, talk spaces have taken over a majority of like things that were like the time that I would listen to music.
Yeah, the microwave era has brought in so much more content. Cause right. Now, I mean, there's like a new golden era of like TV is out. Like people watch a lot. I can't remember the last time I watched a movie, but I follow X amount, you know, the rise of all these documentaries and limited series.
Right.
All that is taking up time that used to be dedicated to just music.
Right. And, you know, looking at it, too, like some of our most favorite artists, like Hove had an HBO special that came out and stuff like that. A lot of those things that he was talking about, because we didn't live in that social media era, it's like it's captivating because these are stories that, you know, either you would listen during a radio interview. You know what I mean? This was before cameras and stuff like that and the digital uploads and everything. You would listen to like these stories, either stories through songs. You would listen through them to them like during radio interviews and stuff like that. But now, you don't have to put out any music and you can go join any one of these shows. You know what I mean? And talk about these things and these eras that, you know, we didn't get that insider exclusive. And I think that's what we're talking about more so than anything is a look inside. Like now I noticed like on Disney, they have like a little Marvel thing. I thought it was Captain America again or whatever, but now it's like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get to watch it. Now I'm sure they'll have a Star Wars piece, you know, later on and how they put all that shit together. And people are more now interested in how things are put together versus the actual finished product.
Right. Cause that used to be a big selling point back when people were buying DVDs. You would get the movie and then you get the deleted scenes, behind the scenes stuff at the end. Like, oh, you know, were they joking on set? What was going on? The blooper reel and stuff like that. Like, Pete, that was intriguing and it was a big selling point for you to go out and buy this DVD. And that's just been put on every single platform now.
Yeah.
Because now even something like this, I know people that, you know, I might text or I ain't talked to in a minute that know what's going on in my life because they listen to us.
Right.
And I haven't talked to them in a minute, but they'll like make a joke or something that we said a couple weeks ago. And I'll be like, oh, okay, now I know they're listening. And it's weird because I'll be like, damn, like I ain't hit them in a minute. I have no idea what's going on with them.
But they feel like they're right there with you talking.
Yeah, right there with me. But but like there's only 24 hours in a day.
Right.
And, you know, we just talked about how important sleep is. So that should be around 8. And then, you know, we are family people. We got to focus on that. And we do have 9 to 5. And so it's like, that's why whenever we're talking in something, like, I'm always behind and shit.
Mm.
Oh, don't spoil that yet.
Yeah.
Because I follow so much. I'm always trying, and I'm a completist, and I'm always trying to, I'm never current on anything for the most part. And I'm okay with that. I have to either cut some shit out or neglect some more stuff.
I feel like a lot of us are moving to that, though. My boy was hitting me the other day. He played us. And I knew it because he was on the phone while we were talking. It wasn't the other day. It was yesterday. He was on the phone with us, but one of our friends was talking and like your voice came up and I automatically knew what was happening. And so my man was like, yo, who do you got? And I was like, yo, that's Lex. He's probably playing the podcast. And he was like, yeah, like he's like, I got to catch up. He's like, this is the last show that I got to catch up on. That's why I told you like our numbers, like they look funny the first week because a lot of people were playing catch up. You know, somebody hit me and said they was on 38. You know what I mean? Just two days ago.
That's happening.
So and it happens because we're all completists. Like we have to finish things in a certain order. And this is us like delving even deeper of how streaming culture has changed, like how we consume things. things and how, like, we, you know, how we go about our everyday lives or whatever, because, like, I feel like I have to finish certain things. Like, there's no way I'm going to miss it. I'm usually about a week behind in things. You know what I mean? And that's the glory of streaming too, because, you know, back in the day, like, especially like television consumption, you would put something on DVR or whatever, and they might expire in a certain time, or you have a certain storage space. You know what I mean? That's why storage is a big deal. Like, I'm in the middle of this podcast. Y'all don't know about it. Y'all think we just sit down and everything. I'm computing math in my head right now of how we can monetize this podcast, because we've hit our storage limit. You hit me about a month and a half, about 3 months ago, and was like, yo, you know, you got episodes disappearing. I said, yeah, but I got to figure out a way to monetize this podcast to get to the level that they want me to pay for free storage space. Mm. You know what I mean? So these are like the ins and outs. I'm talking to people, you know, I'm trying to get us, you know, out in events. You know, merch is cool and everything like that. But, you know, when people say, oh, I want, you know, we want you to buy shirts. But if only 15 people ask me to buy shirts, that's not going to help me on the next month. You know what I mean? On getting these things out. It helps get the name and the brand out there and the familiarity. But if I'm spending $8 on a shirt or $12 on a shirt, and then I sell it for $20, I'm only getting $8 back from it. You know what I mean? And if I sell 10 shirts, that's only $80. It's only 80, but I mean, it's a big deal. But where is the focus need to be on? Because if I'm slinging shirts and I ain't got the help that I once had previously, you know, it just gets tough. But at the same time, I love what I do. And it's weird. You know, I know we hate bringing this up, but it's funny because it just brings everything into perspective. Because this, you know, same person said that they ran into Cease for the first time, right, in North Park.
And first time ever.
Ever. Like, never seen him, but always listened to us and said, just like you were saying, like, you know, I always felt up to date on what's going on in you guys' lives and stuff like that because of the podcast. And when I saw him, I felt like I knew him and I was going to reach out and talk to him. But it hit me like, I don't know who he, like, he doesn't know who I am. And so when I asked him, he said, yo, you remember that? He said, oh, yeah, I actually do remember that. He's like, why she didn't say that? And I was like, and when she was talking to her friend, she was like, oh, that's Cecil or whatever. He has a podcast, or, you know, he does a podcast or whatever. And I was like, oh, he's a local celebrity. I laughed because it was funny. I was like, yo, that's funny. You know what I mean? Thinking of my, but it rings true. Like the name and the brand that we have all helped build, like, it's recognizable now for people in the community. Had a dude hit me up in Africa a month ago.
I've talked about it several times. Celebrity.
Well, because my mom went out there with the shirts and everything, and he was like, yo, I ran into your mom out here and everything. I just wanted to know how it was going. How do y'all live out there? You know what I mean? So it's like, and he's like, I still listen. And bro, this is how I knew, like, it was a different side of the world. He said, yeah, I'm chilling in my flat.
That's everywhere outside of U.S.
Yeah, but flat. I just said, but I ain't never been exposed to that.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like, I never heard of somebody. I've heard of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in shows and shit, but somebody using it in a conversation, completely different, though. You know? But, I mean, it just shows, like the work of, like, sitting here on this couch, you, me in this barber chair, in this room, going out into different places. Like, we reach people. You know, and they get to tell their story. And I think for us to fit in this streaming culture is to offer content that you wouldn't necessarily get from, like, a celebrity. That's why I don't try to, like, lean our conversations on the pop culture so much as it is of what's going on here in the community, because the community is going to take care of us. And they have.
I mean, regular people shit go a long way.
Yeah.
And then you can mainstream it that way.
That's the best.
Like, you know, but It is what it is. Hey, if I'm a local celebrity.
You are at that point.
Am I?
Yeah.
I ain't had no free meals. That's all I know.
I tell you what, after we hit these stream of events that we're running on right now, and you walk around with the shirt on and everything, people going to know who you are after a while.
Shout out to the right juice. They didn't. Nah, I paid full price.
You going to pay full price still. Nah.
Saying, I mean,
you going to skim the black people out of their money?
No.
I'm messing with you.
No one was like, hey, man, I seen your. Hey.
He's spitting bars right now.
Take care of my man right here. That ain't happening.
That's all, cuz. We're putting the footwork in right now. I mean, It's soon to happen, though. Anyway, man, let's go ahead. Spent a great deal of time on that, so I'm not going to talk about anything else in hip-hop. We'll get to this. Read 'em and weep. I've been dating the same woman for more than 2 years. She is a beautiful lady who has quite a few male fans on Facebook.
Interesting way to put it.
You already know it gets crazy, especially on Facebook. Oh, we're going to talk about that.
This could be all of
them. On Facebook. Mostly from before we met. What bothers me, comma, and I don't understand why, is her habit of posting selfies and then loving the comments from other men about her looks. We have discussed this many times, but she can't seem to stop. It's a drug, man. Attention is addictive. Other than this, we seem to have a healthy relationship with the occasional normal hiccups. I would like to take it to the next level, but I can't help wondering if Facebook, if the Facebook habit is a sign that she needs more than what our relationship has given her. Please help.
I mean, that might be something that, it might not be all on you, man. It might be just something that ain't no one man can give her.
Yeah.
It's just attention. It's just what it is. Like, don't matter who I'm with, how good they love me, how well they treat me, I'm getting these selfies off.
My fiance will argue some of the same things that you guys are, you know, have told me in the past, that I like attention.
Mm.
Do you believe that to be true without me interjecting?
That you like attention?
Yeah.
I think similar to like the animal kingdom, right? I think
this about be wild when you start with that. Go ahead.
No, I think similar. So when we were talking about like girls coming to the basketball court,
mm-hmm.
we know they're there. Since we know that, we might, you know, pull out a little extra Kyrie, a little extra and one that we might not have done.
Oh, so you say I'm the sauce guy.
Just like, hey, if I, you know, I'm out here, but you're also trying to, you're over here trying, you know, you got branding and all that other shit you're trying to worry about. So you know, you have your image you're trying to uphold, and like, this is who I am, and there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, fuck the bullshit. Have I changed? Because I felt like I've been the same guy.
You a local celebrity.
But I felt like I've been me. Like, bro, I've always been like who I am now.
The first thing I told her when we started doing is, I can't wait to become San Diego famous like Carl. Nah, you ain't changed, but that don't mean like, you know, I don't think you're over the top with it.
Yeah, I try not to be. You know, I think the crazy part is, and you know, I've noticed a thing, because you know why I stayed in the group chat? Because I'm in a group chat right now where they don't value me anymore, right?
Thank you for blessing us. Oh, you're talking about our group chat.
I stayed in your group chat, right? It was an experiment, right? And I've noticed now, you guys are turning the tide, like how my other group chat has on me now.
Mm.
And I think I've put a target on my back on how like I respond and say things. And that's why I start hitting you with I believe in what I'm saying. I'm not telling you this like because like I'm for shock value. Like I believe.
And
what
was my first response?
I know you do. Yeah, like I know you believe in it. And that's what I'm like. Like for the longest, I've always been that way. Like I was spoken. My mom talk a lot too. You know, she be chiming in here. You know, chiming in and stuff like that.
Shout out to Grant. She's still being here. Grandma didn't call.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She didn't call her back. It was real quick. But you know, like I always felt like I've been the same person and stuff like that. I don't think like I'm starved for attention because there are moments where I don't want to be bothered with people.
Right. I think sometimes you think it's coming off as shock value, but I know it's coming off of, oh no, he just doesn't. He either hasn't heard it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Or, he hasn't thought all the way through with it.
I'm pretty agreeable.
But he does believe it.
But yeah, and I'm pretty agreeable.
Maybe he hasn't thought all the way through with it, or hasn't heard it from a different side to where he's like, all right, that might make a little sense.
Nisha's bad and Q's bad, but they don't get a rap because they're not as vocal as me frequently.
No, it is different because of certain things they're bringing up is like, all right, they're... You know what I'm talking
about. But they
about.
Firmly believe in that.
No, they do it. And, like, it's like,
and I'm sorry, we talk about inside shit. Nisha believes the earth is flat, right?
There's a lot of... she has a little some QAnon tendency,
yeah.
Some conspiracy, not everything, you know. And like, you know, it's fun to talk about, it's fun to argue about, especially when we all got time at the same time.
Yeah, there's some times where I'm like, look, not
we
right
start
now.
Rolling 100 deep, like 100 messages deep a minute. Like it gets, and it's fun because I love all these people, you know. Because I guess you say it's my group chat, like it's the group chat, but it's all people from.
Your side of things.
Core people of life that know each other from different walks, and there's different like mini groupings inside of it. And it tends to mesh well at times, but it's also important because it's all different there's levels. It's not like everybody's on the same shit all the time.
No.
And that's what
and
makes
And we're all
it,
older now, too.
But that's what makes shit interesting.
Yeah.
Because if we had, you know, if we had enough microphones, we brought everybody up in here.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
It'd be very interesting.
It'd be overwhelming, too, though.
It'd be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting at all given times, every aspect of life. And we'd be having four-hour episodes like it was nothing.
Yeah, for no reason. Just having crazy conversations and stuff. But back to this gentleman, man. I mean, look, man, we just got to accept it for what it's worth. Social media is here. You know what I mean? And if that same thing that she was doing caught your attention, you can't get mad at her when it's happening during.
Also, especially that. But if you said this is on Facebook.
Yeah, it's Facebook.
If this is on Facebook, get off Facebook.
Yeah, you ain't gotta
go
be
to
on
a,
there.
Go to a different social media.
Close it.
I don't have it.
She probably got a link to Instagram, though, now Facebook.
Well, yeah, but
Instagram.
I mean, like, all right, well. And also, how do you feel? Like, do you want to be with somebody that's not, quote unquote, desirable? So you feel confident, like, oh, she's on my arm when we go out, but I know everyone else is peeping her. You know, with the, I can tell by that, if this was a picture while we're out and about moving, she would be getting a bunch of likes, but she goes home with me.
Mm.
Like, that's how, like, I feel like anybody, men or women, don't want to be with nobody that anybody else wants, because it gives that ego a boost.
Right.
Like, dang, out of all these people, because clearly everybody won't shoot their shot, but she chose me.
Mm.
Even if it's a tiny bit, like,
and that feels great. It feels great in the beginning.
Like, I catch people looking at my girl, or, you know, you see a girl, like, or we're passing by someone, you see a dude peep back because, you know, she's checking her ass out or something, you know, whatever, something like that. It's like, oh.
Thank
or even
you.
A respectful dude that looks at you like, that's you?
No, even a disrespectful dude is like, bro, you disrespectful, but in your mind is like, yo, thank you for allowing me this time to, like, do that. And most women don't understand that. You know what I mean? Like, some men are like that, where they jump off on the first, you know, first guy looking, and it's like, bro, look, it's a sign of respect.
But also, does it point to that, or does it point, because you're a dude, you know, dudes are going to shoot, you know, dudes can be disrespectful, or I'm just looking, and you're just super, it's like, you're super jealous, or do you not trust her?
Let me ask you something. Do you look at, like, other people's, like, significant others and just be like, oh, she's a pretty person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a robot.
Yeah. I think, like having more of those conversations will make it more, like, accepting to people.
But it's also, like, yeah, because it's like, oh, I don't want to mention that, you know, she's cute or whatever, because then he'll get mad at me. But it's like, nah, like, maybe I won't tell all my friends, because maybe I don't believe that they can handle that type of
right
answer.
Yeah.
But I also know it's like, okay, I'm, like, I'm a grown-ass man. You know, I look. She looks. She points out people to me.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm also happy for you.
I'm very hesitant about
you. I'm happy that you have an attractive woman by your side.
Yes.
Because it makes me feel better if we all go in someplace and it's like, ah, someone's dragging us down.
I was
going to
chime in on a statement, but I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you feel weary if somebody's married about looking at their significant other?
I mean, I guess we got to define what look means, because I'm not out here like.
Yeah. That's what. But we're having a conversation that's not spoken of all the time. Like, if like your wife, beautiful woman, I don't like come out the blue like checking her out like I would someone who I know is just like dating, like that's their boyfriend or their girlfriend, because in my mind they might just be here for the time being until you lock it down. It's like, oh, she's fine, she got some attributes. Like, I'll give you a great example. My man's is dating this girl, they've been together for 2 years. How I talk about her now, 2 years in, now that I know that, like, all the ups and downs
around
and stuff, we don't talk about her in the same vein that we talked about her when he first met her. You know what I mean? Like, it changes up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is why I was talking, you know, in episode 38 and 39, because it's been a theme in the last 2 weeks, because people are catching up. These are the reasons why I was talking about, like, yo, you got to have better male experiences, because there are men out here walking around with some morals and some values about things that's going on. And one of my values is, if I know that my man's is, like, serious about they chick, I'm not going to be critical of them. That's the better term. I'm not talking about just sexually, like, features and stuff like that. I'm talking about emotionally and behavior-wise. I'm not going to be critical of them.
I love when I'm walking, or if I'm in a gathering and all my people's there, and they all, if their ladies or, you know, whatever is there, I notice that all of our significant others are more attractive than us.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a win.
Yes.
They had to come down to get us.
But you don't usually see, I'm going to hit you with a generalization. I don't normally see beautiful people together and they're happy. Usually there's some toxicity there.
I think us regular folk, we make the best looking kids.
Mm. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of, like, two pretty people, like, damn, why your kid look like that? Or even fake pretty people, because you know what? I was looking, you know, people be on, what's their name? One of them Kardashians or one of them Jenners,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, the
one
went straight to that.
Nah, whatever one's with my man Travis, right? Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, everyone's looking at this girl who got all these surgeries and all these things, right? She don't look like that. Like, you can't fake the genes. Like, she looks like that in person. You're like, oh, wow, but she's not like that. When she's passing on her genes to another person, that child is not going to look like that.
No.
She gonna have, and she gonna see her mom and be like, yo,
if
what?
Memory serves me correct, rest in peace to their father, he would look like a regular lawyer dude. Like the actual Robert Kardashian, the dad,
yeah.
He looked like a regular lawyer dude.
No, I'm just saying,
I'm adding to your point.
That kid's going to grow up and be like, dang, why I don't look like my mom? Mm. Everybody's looking at my mom. I look like this. And then now she's going to have to do the surgery. She's going to have that insecurity and stuff like that.
Yeah, but she, without the surgery, she don't look like, you know, she looks plastic. It would be real. And it looks great. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. Damn, I want to get her name right. But I keep going through Chloe, Courtney, and Kim. And it's there's
Kylie.
Kylie. There we go. Kylie Jenner. And so, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? And it makes her happy. So, you know, whatever. And in that vein. But, he's a great prime example of this story because he's a hard-looking dude. Travis Scott, he's a hard-looking dude.
But it's different when you bring money like that into the equation.
Look at us. Stability. I feel like women are not physically attracted to men. Broke. Like, you got to be... For your standards, but I tell you what, you go up the street right here, Paradise Valley Road, you're a different man when you walk in.
She came to you when you're more stable. She been with me from the bottom.
But you had some promise, and we talked about what that, we can't talk about it now. I don't know if the statute of limitations is over with.
He broke, but that credit score probably fine.
Yeah, he could be all right. He's got a plan. You know, I've seen it come in.
But no, but that's different though. But that's an attribute that I like to see in my friends with more attractive significant others is they obviously didn't get with you because you look a certain way.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't have a lot of bread, but you were able to either get your shit together or show that you had the ability to and had a plan, or you super funny. You bring a lot more to the table.
And that, as a man, the stability factor is there. For women, it's the attraction. It's the mystique.
Oh, yeah. I dated a girl a long time ago that... It's like, she came after me. Mm. She wanted me.
Yes.
She got my attention. And then when she got it, it was totally different.
It was totally different.
She had to go get it from somewhere else.
Right. But she still had you.
But every time it was a real short stint. It wasn't even like that crazy. But I noticed when I started falling back, she would come back and crave the attention more. And I was like, yo, I ain't doing this. Because it's like, you want to be with me, but when I'm with you and I have my attention on you, it's like, oh, I got it. On to the next one.
Mm.
And it's like, it'll make no sense to me.
And attention feels good. I'm not sitting here talking about like it's a negative thing. Like, just to be noticed. Because on the devil's advocate side, I have another friend that has a lot of self-doubt. You know what I mean? And talks very negative about themselves.
Yeah.
And feels that people are talking negative about them. She's 6'3". You know, she's well over a certain number of pounds. I'm not going to even throw that out there. You know what I mean? And there's a lot. And I was like, yo, like when I first met you, it was captivating. Like your energy. You know what I mean? It gave me like motherly instincts. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you remind me of my mom's. And that's why and she's, you know, having some health issues right now. And I've been going and visiting her in the hospital and whatnot. And, you know, just even that situation has been weighing heavy on her. Oh, I didn't take care of myself. So that's the flip side. Because, like, you're constantly having to coach that person up to be, you know, in the light that we see them in. And that's hard. You know what I mean? So it's like, bro, like, if you're mad about the attention that your significant other is getting online and stuff like that, Lex said, get off the net. You know what I mean? Because those are the things that you were drawn to in the first place.
Or also want to ask, does she take a lot of pictures of him or, like, big him up or try to do, like... Or,
yeah, that's some piece of information missing, for sure.
Yeah, so for instance, like... You know, if we go out and she gets attention, I'm not going to think no thing of it because it's like, it is what it is.
Right.
If I wasn't with her, I would look at her if I was walking past her.
Mm.
I'm not a robot. I don't expect people to be robots. But when we go out and when we're outside recording, she always dresses me. She's like, you ain't going out here looking like that. You represent me.
Right.
But at the same time, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm talking myself out of it. It's only because I'm representing her. I was thinking like, no, she wants people to have, she wants me to get attention.
No,
for the
she,
same
no,
reason
no,
I
no.
was talking about.
She don't want you looking crazy because like, she know like.
But I'm saying maybe she wants me to be more desirable to boost her ego. If I'm getting comments, you know, or whatever, or she hears people saying something,
that
she's
may
like,
be
yeah,
true.
That's all. No, it may be, but it's probably more like, nah,
I don't think she would admit it. I don't think she would admit
crazy.
It. Women, they won't admit it. As many times as I wear sweatpants to like different events and stuff like that, and been with like,
better not be the gray one.
Yeah, don't wear the theme. I want to get my joke off, but we might be a family show now. So, but with that being said, like women was like, there was a time, there's a joke amongst my friends where it's like, yo, bro, you go, why are you wearing jeans and, you know, wingtips to the game. It's a funny. It's crazy. And I had a button up. It was like 85. They were playing against Miami. Went to the Charger game, right? And all my homies is wearing sweats and, you know, Nike tech suits and all that. And I'm wearing wingtips. And, you know, she was like, it was my birthday. And she's like, yo, you can wear whatever you want. So I put the sweats on. Oh, you gonna wear that? I'm like, man, I already know the homies is gonna wear this. So, like, I don't want to be overdressed for a game. As soon as I got there, flame on. Oh, man, yeah, you're wearing wingtips and jeans to the game. What's up? And they won't live it down.
No.
But for her, the woman I was dating at the time, it meant a lot for her, for me to be dressed up in that fashion. Yeah. Now, she wasn't of my culture, so she didn't understand that. You know what I mean? So, like, when I get around my people, they going to get on me.
So the people you like the most are the people that talk about you the worst.
Yeah. And yeah. That's typically how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... But yeah, man, hey, bro, look, if you don't like it, man, then you don't like it, bro. You know, leave her. And if you can't leave her, shut up and get off the net, bro. You know, call it for what it is, or figure out what it is that she does for you. We all trying to get something out of somebody. You know what I mean? That's just the law of the land, man. Whether
what you trying
it be
to get
love,
out of me?
Me? Companionship? Bro, it ain't got to be the worst.
It's a joke, man. You ain't have to answer, man.
Bro, you know why I like you?
It was a transition.
You know why we're still friends? No, we transitioning. But you know why we're still friends? Because you're not going to tell me what I want to hear. No. You didn't have a black family when I met you. You had a white family. But because you shoot it real. I keep people in my corner that's at least real with me. Mm. Like I was telling y'all in the group chat, we ain't got to agree. I'm just happy we ain't got to. Because if we was all agreeable, we ain't got nothing to talk about. I just be like, yo, Lex already agreed with me. We ain't got. I know what we on this. But anyway, man, let's switch it up. We running long today with all these pauses. All right, man. Shit you wasn't outside for. $5 footlongs. $5 footlongs. You don't remember that song?
I do.
Are they $5 now still?
They ain't been $5 in a minute,
I was talking to somebody about this because we're talking about advertising. We're talking about foods and, you know, consumption and stuff like that. The McDonald's menu, now it's 2 for $4.50.
Hey, man, don't get me started.
I thought it was 2 for $3. Wasn't it 2 for $2 at some point, too? Man, or 2 for $2.50?
Listen, they don't call them dollar menus no more because they call them value menus. Because they like, hey, inflation, these meat prices, everything. Like, we can't get this
population
off for a
increases.
No more.
We can't, you know,
can't
the high
no
demand.
More. And the same thing that's happening with the $5 footlong. We talked about the $5 pizza a couple weeks ago. Right. And it's just like, okay, so we got to change. So let's switch the verbiage. So I call it struggle food, right?
Yeah.
Growing up as a brokey, the dollar menu was something you live off.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I get 2 McDoubles, a McChicken, the value fry, the little 49 cent Coke, all for $5.
Banging out with another one.
You know what I mean? Oh, my bad. I didn't look.
No. I got another one off the top.
So I'm like, dang. So as the prices go up, I'm like, yo. Like, I used to get mad, like, yo, you want to charge me 30 cents for cheese? Nah, I got the Kraft singles at the house. Just give me the regular joint. I'll go home.
That back then.
Back then.
Yeah, because now they're hitting you over the head for $3 for avocado.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't do stuff like McDonald's. I mean, obviously, yeah, my diet's improved and I'm not trying to eat that shit anyway. But now it's like, all right, if I'm going to get hit over the head, I'm going to get what I want.
Right.
And so I'm not going to McDonald's because I'm not paying. Because I'm so used to ingrained.
If you was
going to
get a burger, where would you get a burger at now?
I mean, I'm not going to think. I don't know. A bunch of places.
Is Carl's Jr. considered like upscale to you?
Not upscale, but I feel like value-wise, like, I could still eat there.
Five guys is considered, like, upscale.
Yeah, man, that shit greasy, though.
Yeah.
That shit,
I haven't been there in a minute.
That shit sit in you like a brick. I ain't, no, but I'm PTSD, and I eat a lot of peanuts while I'm there. But, yeah, I wasn't the $5 foot long guy because I was usually next door getting a $5 pizza just because it made more sense to keep me full longer.
Yeah.
I was like, this just ain't enough food.
If you roll it up, it's about the same, though.
I maybe, but at the same time, I was like, nah, I can make my own sandwich. Let me just get this pizza or this McDouble or whatever. But yeah, man, it's the struggle food king. It used to be McDonald's, whatever. Like, I think Burger King still got, maybe has the, last time I checked, they had the struggle food title.
Oh, they
because you could still get, they were selling like 20 nuggets for like $1.50.
Have you been in a clean Burger King? No. They're all typically dirty.
I don't know if I trust the clean.
I don't
Burger
even
King.
Think. Yeah, I don't trust none of them shits. My dad is still to this day will go to Subway and get a sandwich. He gets a tuna. I know everything he put on it. And that's his thing. And that was actually a running joke for my mom's birthday over the weekend. Like they would. My cousin said he thought he was gonna get his own sandwich, but my dad split it with him. And you see how big they are. You know what I mean? He was making the joke, and he was already 15, 16 at the time. But like, my dad was a $5 footlong guy. Like, he still goes and eats that shit to this day, and thinks it's healthy.
I mean, creature app, but I mean, so back then, what was surrounded by? It probably was healthier.
Oh, but yeah.
They do market it as like, this is a fresh sandwich with fresh ingredients, and you can live healthy for cheaper.
Until you start putting that bullshit on there.
Yeah.
Like pork. A lot of sodium and stuff like that they put in. But people don't look at that. Like, most people think, oh, that's the calories. No, it's all the other shit that's in there, too, that matters. Yeah, yeah. Bread turns into sugar. You know, all the shit that we didn't have access to or probably didn't give a damn about, you know, earlier on. You got on this point about, like, spending 30 cents extra on cheese and stuff like that, and that had me think of another one to add to the list. Yo, you ever get an allowance?
No.
Damn. Like, never. Your mom never. So, wait. Because your mom doesn't live at the poverty line based off of the job that she's on. So, like, what did you do for lunch? Like, in elementary school. Don't give me high school.
We have a whole episode called Without Lunch, stemming from my pain.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I didn't have a free lunch because she made more money than was, but right. She didn't really send me to nothing. And then so I would go to, at lunch, most people had their trays, but then didn't care about the fruit.
Mm.
So my lunch consisted of, like, 5 gallon apples. And maybe an extra chocolate.
So she consciously sent you to school without food, knowing, like, hey, you fend for yourself?
When I was, like, super, super young.
If you asked her, what would she say? Like, if we.
She gonna make something up. Now, I'm sure when I was super duper young, like kindergarten, first grade, I'm sure CPS would have been called. I'm sure she had to send me with something. I just can't remember that far back. But for the majority of my school career, I was just out here.
Because lunch was a dollar.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's more. It's got to be more now. You think lunch is getting offered a dollar right now?
What I'm saying is, I didn't even have the audacity to approach the window.
No, man. Come on, man. Nope.
You want to talk about allowance and shit? This is your world.
Bruh. You know, so I got allowances. You know what I mean? For a little bit. You know what I mean? And it came based off of doing chores. So you was just doing chores to keep the house in order. Like, my mom made sure, like, yo, like, I'll give you a few dollars for doing X, Y, and Z. But by the time I was 13, 14... Oh, shit, we in our bag today. By the time I was 13 or 14, it's time for me to get a job and stuff, like 15, you know, get a job and stuff. You remember work permits?
Yeah.
Yo, I felt like those were bullshit because, like, the school would make you sign the little release thing, but they never checked in, like, about your grades and stuff like that to see if you maintain. At least my school didn't. Or maybe they did, and I just met the threshold because I had a 3.1 in high school or whatever.
I think I worked under the table until I was 16 anyway, so I didn't really, that part didn't really.
It didn't even have to hit you like that.
You giving out allowances to your kids?
Probably not.
Like, not.
I think we've progressed completely differently as a society now to where there's way too much shit available that I can bang over the head for them to where I don't have to hold allowance over there.
It's like, fam, your traveling league cost me $1,000 a month.
Yeah, don't not you? Even that. The tablet is allowance. The tablet is a new currency right now.
You stay with fresh clothes. You stay with this and that. Like, shit that, like, nah.
Yeah,
like, even like, we decided, like, oh, daycare is about to end, he going to school, all that money's gonna do is go to something else.
Yeah, they to keep these kids entertained nowadays, like, there's a lot of money that has to, you know, get put forth in the first place to, like, keep them, you know, in gear. So, like, to me, the tablet, you know, all these gaming and streaming stuff, whatever, that's financial. Fam, even having, like, because you remember cable, it was a generic price for all the channels and shit like that. Like, fam, I could take off Netflix and it'd be the end of the world. Where's JJ? Like, yo, we not doing Cocomelon. And, you know, man, you're the problem.
Yeah.
Because we put it on a few times and she started watching it when he was watching it. Bro, JJ everything ever since then.
Also, let's go down the tree. Who became the problem for me then?
On my side?
No. What I'm saying is, I didn't get JJ out of nowhere. It got passed down to me too.
Okay, yeah.
So you gonna get this work?
So who passed you JJ? It wasn't me.
Was that her brother?
We was watching,
like,
Jurassic World. I was still able to watch.
It usually starts there because we had Super Wings.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything's over the head right now when you say that.
But yeah,
like,
but yeah, JJ,
because y'all kids go to daycare.
JJ, you know what I mean? So
they got way more experiences with other kids during the week than my kids do.
So I went to. I'm about to switch this up a little bit. I went to daycare to pick him up, right? And you know, he's real, like, affectionate. He's Trey Songz Jr. He's trying to take your girl at all times. He's already taken mine.
He's a nasty man.
I've seen him successfully take yours on occasion.
Yeah.
And, like, anytime he's with one of my homies or someone that rolls around with a girl, he's talking to her.
That's a good sign.
No, I laugh. He's winking at girls now. He winking at mom.
Mom don't like it though, huh?
He winks at her like several times, like he's having a seizure. It's like, nah, bro, cut it down. But when I went to pick him up the other day, his friend's mom came at the same time. She pulled up. He's all business. He had no intro. She said, "Oh, hey, G, how you doing? How was your day? What's your phone number?" I said, "Damn!" And I'm sitting here back. I was like, "Shh, like, that's what I'm talking about, boy. All business. We ain't got time to play. We got soccer practice to get to." She laughs. She giggles, right? And she's like, "Oh, your mom has my number. Blah blah blah. When am I coming to your house? I've never been there before."
What kind of like, food you got?
He disregards whatever she talking about. He's like, "I'm talking about what I need to say to you. And if you're not giving me my answers, I'm just going to keep asking questions.
I'm going to get this off."
Yeah, so if you don't get offended, he's going to try to take your girl. If you around me with him and she's around, he's coming for her.
Oh, he ain't playing. You got 18 on here. What's that?
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. It wasn't me either. Maybe, I don't know who it was. We take that off.
On to the next.
Klondike bars. I don't like Klondike bars, so whatever.
Man, I didn't have a Klondike bar till I was a grown man, because they just didn't look appealing to me.
But they still don't.
When I had one,
do they still
like,
make them?
This is all right, but I'm not giving up my my chocolate chip cookies ice cream sandwich. That's my go-to.
Now, those, the only ones I hated was the rainbow ones that they used to put on there, because by the time I got the chocolate, I was like, all right, fam, like y'all, I don't like chocolate. You know?
I know.
Yeah. My kids is chocolate. Boy, get out of here. Half chocolate. But yeah, man, that wasn't for me. Another thing you got on here is talking in the fan like Darth Vader.
You ain't ever did that?
Yeah, hell of times. But now, like, and you know, it's crazy. My mom, like, now looking full surface, like, my mom never told me to back away from the fan.
Now we got humidifiers and random shit.
No, like I got a big ass industrial fan, so I don't want my kids anywhere near it. You know what I mean? Like, don't even get close.
Oh, yeah, because they had the little plastic coverings, but you can get your little fingers, like, enough of them to where it's like you might chop the nails off.
I definitely stuck my finger in there to stop it. But these fans these days, you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know what they've done to these fans, but a lot of them are steel. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't want my kids touching none of that stuff, man. I'm good off
that. You talking there, yo, Luke, I am your father. You can't put no steez on my voice like that. But you know what I mean? You talking, you say, it says, it comes out like a funny voice.
Yeah.
You ever, the little talking program on the computer back in the day where you type it and it says it back to you? In the robot voice or whatever?
Like the dictation?
Yeah.
I wish we had them at work. I be using my work cell phone to type reports now, bro.
Okay.
I don't type anymore at all. I'm so sick of typing. So
I know. Should you be in the group chat? You be getting all your audio messages.
Oh,
off.
Yeah, man. And like people say, oh, you're a call person. Yeah, because I spend my whole week typing. Sometimes I let the typos go. Now I'm like, bro, look, I'm not fixing that one. I've been fixing them all week, bro. I'm good, man.
Yeah.
We can let those go. So.
Yeah, so. When I say these ducking Lakers, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, man, let's get to some current events, then we get the hell out of here. The movement of Black Lives Matter has come for your racist food brands. In the wake of murder of George Floyd, perhaps one of the most overdue and yet least expected changes in American culture finally began. The replacement of racist stereotypical spoke characters on packaged foods, including Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, and Mia. Who the hell's Mia?
This old, ain't it? They've been coming for them.
Nah, it gets deeper. That's what I'm giving at. Mia, the Native American. Oh, okay. The Native. If I finish reading, I would have got my answer. The Native American butter maiden from Lando Lakes. Oh, that's.
Oh yeah, that's. That, oh, so she got a name.
That's a sign of poverty, right there, too.
Lando Lakes.
Yeah, if you have Lando Lakes.
I know exactly that girl you're talking about.
Oh man, while Lando Lakes announced that it would remove Mia from its packaging from the month before Floyd's murder set off a global uprising, in the days and weeks afterward, after brands followed suit, in June, Quaker Oats, the Pepsi company subsidiary that owns the Aunt Jemima brand, announced its intention to rename and rebrand his products. It's also acknowledged that the character was based on a racial stereotype. Scholars have said that this represents the Black Mammy. Now here's, I'm gonna say this because this is part of the culture. Like I feel like there's a lot of, like I went on my phone and there was a joke that I made today about, you know, Debo, you know, going back to slave times with Ben and stuff like that earlier, and I looked up slavery under the images trying to find some Africans and some slaves to get my joke off, right? And sometimes with pain, laughter is better with it. So in the time, well, we were talking about to put it in the context so you guys don't sit up here about, oh, Carl's doing this, blah, blah, blah. Debo wanted to spend his money that he had won from the stock market or someone had suggested that he spend it on a PS5. And I said, nah, King, love yourself. Reinvest that money. You know, he's trying to send you back to slavery because you only gonna have a PS5 and a Capri Sun under your name, right? I'm on my, you know, soapbox stuff. So I'm looking up, you know, the image to add to my joke, but trying to uplift my mans at the same time, and you can't find it. And then I heard from, like, you know, just another podcast, and then you start looking around and stuff like that. People want to talk about slavery, black history, and all that other shit like it's taboo. And I say all that stuff to say this is like, yo, if you start deleting those things, right? If me as a parent, if I'm not teaching my kids that, then all those things become lost in translation.
Yeah.
And we're all going to start losing a piece of like our culture, our history and stuff like that, that came with those things.
That's why the term Indians is so confusing.
Mm.
It's like, no, they're Native Americans. Like, what's, that's a big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, they are not from India. They are from here.
Yeah. And from anybody from India, it's a big deal. Because like, nah, bro, we're Indian.
Exactly. Two totally different people, two totally different cultures, but it gets lost and it's not treated. I feel like you can still get it off and it's not looked at as like a bad thing, or it gets slid under the carpet. Maybe because there's not a whole lot, or we've segregated them in a certain areas of the country and stuff like that. But it's just like, yeah, you know, the Indian dude. And a lot of times, more so than like the actual Indian people, you're thinking of Native Americans.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like my whole culture is looked at. Is being called something completely different.
You know, it's funny too. Like, even the word Indian, I'm sure it derives from indigenous. You know what I mean? And like, I seen something on the news app the other day where it's like, oh, indigenous people are upset, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. But they were wearing like pants, sandals, and stuff and got like, you know, phones and stuff. I'm like, bro, we don't have to call them indigenous. Like, we could just say people that are from that area. Like, when you say indigenous, it just makes it seem like, oh, I'm superior to them. You know, and maybe I'm sounding a little bit like the people who I'm trying to fight against. But I'm saying like there's certain things that y'all just shouldn't erase. Leave it there. Wear it. You know what I mean? Because it's a part of like who we are. You know what I mean? Like, I know you want to make it better. And like, you know, like everybody screams, oh, you know, Disney is racism, blah, blah, blah. And all this other shit. You still taking your kids to Disneyland, you know, to go look at a black rat. You know what I mean? Like, let's just call it for what it is. Like, bro, like sometimes, like, I feel like we get so ahead of ourselves in trying to change things or label it this or cancel that and all this other shit. It's like, bro, leave it. Look, I've been fine with Aunt Jemima on the bottle my whole 30 years just, of my life.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Take it for what it is and then learn from it.
Yeah.
Improve upon it.
Improve it. You know
times
what I mean?
Times is different because especially cancel culture in general. I mean, something like that's heavier, but trying to cancel people for, you know, certain harassments and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that's wrong. But it's like, if you weren't there, like when you're there, you're like, you knew the times were different.
Yeah.
Like times are different. Not that it makes it right, but it's like, now on certain people, you got to remove them from situations, but you're talking about like history books and images and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, but I think the Aunt Jemima thing is more different. It's like, leave it, but then start giving them something for it. Start giving the family some residuals or some points on the bottles or whatever. Because they just took the image or whatever and ran with it, and there was no compensation had.
Or just start coming with the education about it. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like to me, it's a cop-out move for them. Like, oh, yeah, you know, Aunt Jemima, it is based off of a racist stereotype. But why? like G says, but why? Like, explain it. Like, yo, give it some context of what was going on in the time period and why you guys have progressed. Don't give me some fake ass, like, 9-sentence, you know, spokesperson, you know, or media relations person just saying, yeah, we admit it, and then we move on from it. Because I tell you what, it didn't stop black people from buying the syrup in the first place.
But at the same time, it's not always easy to find someone that's going to admit it in those corporations.
And that's why
like
you
that.
Leave it out there.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, it comes down to the compensation, because you know what? You're saying leave it. It was what it was. And that's fine. Like, you can't erase that part.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now that we've improved, what can we do to make it better? Can we pay you for this image that is clearly off of you? And it's like, because we're not doing that. We made this serve for X amount of years.
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing from it.
Nothing. But hardship and pain. And taking it away doesn't make it better.
It's like, but I'm saying, if you're being compensated now, you're like, yo, that is what I look like. That is who I am.
Mm.
At least I can profit from it then and make way for my family going forward.
Yeah. And you know, and those I guess like the devil's advocate, somebody who would say on the other side is like, yo, these are some of the things that's holding us back progressively, but we all going to be something at some point in time. And somebody's opinion, it's an opinion about somebody. You know what I mean? You're always going to have, and I don't know, maybe because I've grown up and I've been more impartial to things and seeing it from the other side and everything. Like, I go around telling people, like, slavery makes sense. No, it does. Like, when you think about it, it's free labor.
No, okay, yeah.
We all want free labor. When in the root base of it, and the way that I can justify free labor is say, hey, white man, my skin is better than yours because you're white. That's the easy matter of fact. The gods that I you know celebrate and champion and stuff like that and worship, they're better than your gods. And now I'm better than you. So now you work for me for free.
But you know what? But there's also another reason why certain things need to be replaced or taken away, because you're going off of it from someone who is going to do the parenting to, oh, you know why this image is here? Why, you know, I did buy this bottle, but here's a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't put this in your history book, but this is kind of what's going on.
Right.
Not everybody's going to do that.
No.
And so to have it as a whole, it needs to be removed.
Yeah, that's still white people controlling the narrative, in my opinion. Like you're still controlling, like, all right, hey, look, we've kept it here for years, right? And now we're going to take it away because we felt like now it's time for us to do that.
No. They're only taking it away because of the pressure being put on.
Mm.
They're not saying, well, we're doing this because we support Black Lives Matter. It's like, no. It's like, we've heard the rumbling. Now it's like, oh, now in the short term, maybe, oh, we'll take it away because they don't want to lose the black dollar. They think that'll appease to keep the money flowing in, because that's what it is at the end of the day. But if there's like, hey, this is you know, all the cancel culture are people that are putting pressure on these companies. Oh, take this out of the movie Peter Pan. Take this, you know, Dumbo's got a lot of racists. Like, we're talking about Disney. Like, there's a lot of stuff out there that it's like, that shit ain't cool, man. Because it's like, that's making it cool. Now, I grew up watching these movies and it's like, I didn't get any racism from it, but I also grew up in a different environment to where I know that wasn't the truth. Not everybody has that chance, that luxury to grow up in a diverse area to where they can see a racial stereotype and be like, oh, that's not real, or that's not how it is for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you don't have the parents or the surroundings to teach you otherwise, then that's how racism keeps it pushing, because it's like, oh, I don't know no better. I'm only going off of what I see or what I see my parents do and how they act. And if they haven't been around a bunch of people of color, or they haven't been around a bunch of different things, different cultures to know otherwise, then it's like, oh, then yeah, then the times from before where the white man's writing history and leaving shit out the history books, they take it for what it is. And that's what it is, and it becomes okay, and that's how you get certain, you know, segments of people how it is today, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to test your points, you know. I'm just going to keep it.
Don't touch nothing on me.
Get out my pocket. All right, man, let's, wait a minute. What happened to my sounds? The sounds of Jubilee. There we go. Let's get the three cheers. Further speaking about the white man.
You going to cheer the white man?
No, I'm going to three cheers Naomi Osaka.
Okay.
For standing firm in her beliefs. I think that I was talking to a few people, and some arguments that I heard from you all side is that,
get another 10 minutes out of this three cheer.
Personally, I just think it's good for her to, one, look after her mental health and, you know, make sure that she's, you know, straight and everything. On the other side of things, too, man, I think it's an opportunity for the French to get it better. You know what I mean? Like, they gave Serena some shit back in 2017, 2018 about just, like, expressing herself through the way she dresses and stuff like that. I think separate from that, because it's not a heavy influx of, you know, people of color playing tennis, in my opinion, that I've seen at that grand stage. right? It's not as progressive as golf has gotten, right? Golf is a predominantly white sport and everything like that, but there's a culture of hip hop and black peoples and brown peoples playing the sport now that's changing the outlook on one, like, especially like style of dress. Some country clubs wouldn't let you in, you know, if you didn't have on slacks and a shirt. Now you can get away with athletic wear, you know, while you're playing golf and everything. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for Miss Osaka to kind of help change the culture of tennis. We only champion tennis when Serena or someone like Miss Osaka is on, you know, on television. Serena's captivated us over the last, what, 15, 20 years, you know what I mean, in regards to her ability to play tennis. And that's the only reason why we were watching it as a people. And now to have this young lady here now, part of this young generation, she's probably Generation Z, in regards to, like, you know, hey, look, like, there's some shortcomings that come with, like, having this type of publicity. My argument was, and you may differ in that, is that she's the number two in the world. And it's the tournament's responsibility to make sure that the number two person in the world is there playing at that tournament to legitimize that tournament.
Right. And so on the other side of that, what we were arguing was people are watching the tournament because of her.
Yes.
And that's your point. You should protect her at all costs. Otherwise, we're not going to watch the tournament.
Right.
But what does it come down to at the end of the day? We're only watching the tournament so we can get these ads off, so we can get this money from these sponsors, from these commercials. As a network.
Mm.
So when it comes to her, now not her specifically, because, you know, mental health, all that other stuff, but a lot of people are taking this wrong. They hate the media. Why should you have to talk to the media? The media makes the sport what it is. Yeah, we want the best of the best. So we're going to pay you like that. But in order to do that, we need to be able to broadcast the games or the matches or, you know, whatever sport we're talking about. We want to talk to you before and after the games. We want to push the narrative as far as the storylines that are happening, because that brings more eyes to there. The more eyes bring more dollars. The more dollars means you get paid more, and people know that you are the second best player in the world, because we know we have the top of the top playing, because they all playing because they want a big contract or whatever, and so the best of the labor pool will push through. So in order to do that, we need to be able to do these things, because people want to know how you feel after a loss or after a win. People want to know if there's a storyline going on, and the media is the people to do that. And yeah, that might get taxing mentally. Maybe you do need to step away, but understand if everybody steps away and does that, it's going to become less interesting. People aren't going to want to watch you and stuff like that. So yeah, protect yourself, but we can't hate the media. We can't hate the media for doing their job. This is what they're supposed to do. It brings people want to know, okay, this tournament is crazy because she's playing and she's got real beef with her. And so, yeah, after the match, we gonna try to instigate that a little bit, because it's content. People like the shock value shit because it brings more eyes, and they're like, dang, it's crazy. I need to know what's going on next. Kwame Brown's making a living right now off of just roasting people
and being trash,
and
that's what it really came
but
down
what
to.
I'm saying is, like, he's coming for the net, and it's like, it's entertaining to watch, it's bringing eyes, and that's what, and so the media, not to that dramatic of a level, but they're just asking questions because they all have jobs to do, and what they're doing is keeping the ship running. And so it's like, okay, yeah, people want to come watch you play tennis, but at the same time, they also want to know what's going on with you. How do you feel about this loss? The way we know, or we can talk, or when we were talking, someone was getting on LeBron the other day in the chat for something he said after the game. That's more conversation. Or maybe something you say after the game is going to make me really, really want to watch the next one because of something you said, that you told it, you gave us an insight of what was going on the court instead of just watching it and try to put it together ourselves.
What I hear you saying is that they both owe a responsibility to each other to come from a place of understanding and figuring out how to get her on the court.
What I'm saying is they want to protect.
No, that's my takeaway. I'm not saying that's what you're saying. That's my takeaway of what you're saying, though.
They want to protect their asset.
Right.
More than anybody.
And she wants to protect herself.
Because she's an asset. And she wants to protect herself. No problem with that. But the argument was, if you can't, this is part of the job. Why can't you just be great? Why can't you just be number two in the world?
No, she made the right choice.
I'm not saying she didn't. What I'm saying to your point was, why can't she just be number two in the world and be great? Because because oh, she's so great. You're
dragging in the point that I had made on the thing versus what I'm saying now.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
I understood what y'all was saying there. I'm just saying that the two sides need to come together to find an atmosphere that is conducive for both of them. Because it's not conducive for her not to be able to do the thing that she has a God-given talent to do. And it's not conducive for them to not have the young lady who may very well be in the next year or two the number one tennis player in the world out there competing.
No, true. And that's why they're going to do it. Yeah, but at the same time, anybody in any type of sport and stuff like that, part of your contract is talking to the media for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so if you can't handle it or it's not like that means that mental strength, not that she's not mentally tough because you have to be a certain level of mentally tough to get to that level.
Yes.
But if you can't handle that part of the job, it is unfortunately for the actual star, it is part of the job.
Yes.
To be able to be at something prestigious like the Open or the biggest tournaments. Otherwise, go play at your local rec and just be number two in the world.
Like I said, that's of no benefit to them.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No benefit to nobody. That's why we have to keep the ship running. And yeah, I'm sure they'll find a happy medium somewhere.
But three cheers to her for, you know, definitely getting her mental health in order and putting that, you know, on the stage that we can all have a conversation about it and just keep progressing this world forward. So anything you got for three cheers?
I'm celebrating the life of 10 years ago today. Not when you're hearing this, but when we're recording it, June 5th. I lost my pops. Or I know it gets kind of weird if you're listening. You're like, damn, I hear you saying jokes. You don't know your dad, this, and that. And then you're over here talking about your pops and blah, blah, blah. I had my brother's dad, so my ex-stepdad, mm-hmm. who was, you know, in the house until I was about 6. And then afterwards, you know, he was still in my life. Just because, you know, he was coming over, pick me and my brother up and stuff like that. So I did have like a dad. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, our relationship was a little different. But yeah, he passed away 10 years ago today. And, you know, he's a fireman for 36 years. He put that away. And it's what, you know, going on the mental health thing, it just comes to like the, you know, when you're doing something that long that you love and then all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's really hard to find something to replace that with.
Some type of peace.
And it gets real taxing. And, you know, it's not the same day-to-day routine, especially if you're a creature habit. It can really weigh on you. And then 3 years after that, on 2014, the exact day, my grandma passed.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, June 5th has been like a fuck June 5th for a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was my first best friend, all that. So shout out to my grandma. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to my dad. Rest in peace
for sure.
Fuck June 5th, hashtag it, whatever you got to do. I guess we're a family show. We can't name that the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, three cheers to them, celebration of life, and I'm good.
Family show question mark. That's the name of this episode. All right, man, take us out, man. We out of here. I want to appreciate you guys definitely, man. 2 weeks from now, Juneteenth, it's a Saturday. I can't even remember what I did 7 years ago at the last Juneteenth on a Saturday. Probably out doing some school stuff and everything. 7 years. Oh, no, I was 24. So, or 25. I was probably out in these streets. But, yeah, man, we'll be out there at Ski Beach. Black, not black, whatever. Come and hang out with us, man. We'll pitch a tent. We'll take all the equipment out and just, you know, capture the vibes, as the young people like to say.
Yeah, so my dad, he's not a rap fan, but because I grew up, he's like, okay, I got to deal with this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm going to take us out and playing his favorite rap song.
Let's get to it.
It was on the radio a lot, and he was like,
I can get jiggy with this.
I can deal with this.
Oh, yeah. Out the way.
And he was fortunate to see this live.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back, guard your grill. It's something wrong, we can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too, and I've been thinking of busting you. I'm not the motherfucking forehead, and if your friends jump in, tell me more days. And disturbing the peace, since not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye bye to all you groupies.